It's the hour of a round table. Chinese elementary school kids are known to have so much homework to do that some kids can't finish their homework until late at night. Now, when kids in Ningbo City can't finish their homework before 10, with their parents' support, they will have permission to not finish homework. Yay!
Yay! Great. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about these measures that Ningbo City has been carrying out.
Yes, recently, the Education Bureau of Yinzhou District in Ningbo City has carried out a series of new management regulations on primary and secondary school students' homework load. According to the new policy, primary schools, I guess for them, pupils from grade 1 to grade 2 should not have any written assignments. But teachers can arrange some listening, speaking, and activity type of homework for them. All right, and it should never be more than 30 minutes. I like that, okay? Kids need time to have fun. Next one here we got. The written homework for grade 3 to 5 should be controlled within the limit of 1.5 hours per day. And should be oriented, I guess, for reading, practice-based homework, and game-type homework. I guess these are what is really highly recommended. And for junior high school, the loads of written homework for grades 6 to 9 are generally controlled within 2 hours a day. For grades 8 and 9, I guess we're seeing an increase of 2.5 hours per day. So on weekends, summer breaks, and winter holidays, as I understand, homework, if it is given, should be exploration, practice, or game-type assignments. So this seems pretty cool, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
Well, this is cool, especially when we've seen recently online about young parents revealing how disappointed, frustrated, and angry they get when they're helping their kids do their homework.
Not just the parents, man. We're getting frustrated, too. I was frustrated when I couldn't figure it out. You know?
As kids.
I know, guys, just, I'm the only one. Homework sometimes, when you can't figure it out. Because keep in mind, okay, the amount of homework often isn't correlated with sometimes the amount kids study. Like in our research here, we say that like in Korea, right? I guess in South Korea, for example, I guess they have less homework time or less time doing homework, but they still do a great amount of studying. So what this means to me is homework is standardized, guys. Every student is doing the same homework, but some kids need help in certain areas. So why not reduce the standardization, saying everybody needs to fit the same mold, and say, do your own kind of studying, like do X amount of time of increasing your personal weaknesses instead of just pursuing a model standardized, because we're all different. We're not standardized. Huyong.
Great point. I think when I was in senior high school, we didn't have any homework at all. And I spent 2 years studying, trying to catch up in math.
Oh, wow.
And that was successful.
That's a very good example.
Well, certainly there's also one caveat, I suppose.
Yeah.
But okay, I'll use myself as an example, not to put anybody down. Well, in my class in middle school, I remember the person that's always scoring top in most of the exams, she always went to bed around 9 o'clock, and her mom used to brag about it at parents' meeting, but it took me forever. I went to bed like around midnight. And I assume that both of us were doing homework before we went to bed. So there's this efficiency issue, too. I think there's also the smart way of learning. And once you get that, you score high.
Yeah, but I think, you know, you don't know that girl's situation. You don't know if maybe her home life was just like, you do homework. Like, it was just like, she had to work so hard every day. Maybe she had zero childhood in some ways, you know.
Like Whiplash storyline.
Yeah, there's a lot of X factors. You just see the result. Never compare yourself to anybody. No, seriously. You are on your own journey. You have your own brain. It's special in its own ways. That's why I think what me and Lai Ming are saying is less standardization, more you working on maybe the subjects you're weaker in. But for that girl, you know, you didn't see maybe what home life was. Maybe she was really intensely having to work every day to make that happen. Or maybe her parents helped her make it happen so that they could brag. You know, it wouldn't be the first time we've heard this kind of story here on Roundtable.
Yeah, and certainly I think finding the gist of it is the essence of really understanding a subject and learning.
Yeah.
And also we see that there is sort of a growing trend that we're talking about giving less homework or even no homework, especially in elementary school. But we all know that there's the examination that you need to pass as you grow up a bit. Then is there a compromise there? What do you do?
I don't think so. Maybe to some extent. I mean, you can work on what's weaker for you and what you're good on. You don't have to spend a lot of time in standardization, but that is also this maybe process I'm talking about isn't standardized, yet the thing that's eventually going to judge your future is standardized. So maybe that's a difficult equation to get success out of.
And I also think that the parents have to get involved too. I think this over-reliance on schools and homework to sort of finish your kids' education, that's not right.
But also, don't make it homework for parents, as, you know, it's ultimately about the kid that needs to learn the stuff.
Yeah, and let kids have fun and enjoy their childhood. It's the only time where you don't have all the responsibilities of being a grown-up.
Oh, that's a very good point. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.